Baden Barber is currently in for a kōrero. Baden heads Kahungunu. Over the weekend, they held their AGM, interestingly, too, at Splash Planet. There was some inclement weather, too, which might have affected numbers. But I'm interested in knowing where to going forward for that proud iwi. Thank you for joining us, Baden. It's always neat to hear you kōrero about Kahungunu. Tēnā koe e ho.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Did you go down the water slide yourself?
Obviously, no.
No.
It was too cold, mate. It was freezing, but it was freezing. It was wet. But our kids were out in numbers. You know, their parents, there were those, you know, don't matter what the weather's doing, they will come to the iwi AGM and have a good day. And it was a good day, despite the weather.
Yeah, it's interesting to have to hold it like that, but I like that. So the people get a chance to have a whānau day out, but also on a more serious sort of note, to have kōrero about where the iwi sits, but also what its goals are going forward. When you look at the pluses as you know, evaluate the year through an AGM, what stood out most, and then we'll talk about the challenges, but you know, some of the sense of pride you might have felt in the tribal performance?
Yeah, I think, you know, the financial performance of the iwi was positive, so we were positive right across the board from our net surplus to revenues and reductions in expenses. So, yeah, I think those are all positive signals to our iwi that we are righting the financial ship. We, you know, we've been through the wars the past 3, 4, 5 years, and to see the turnaround over the last 12 months is pretty pleasing. I thought, but you know, big discussions really around some of the challenges. It's been probably the toughest year for our region, recent memory. You know, for the iwi, we worked through the Cyclone Gabrielle fallout and trying to work through that and getting our people back into homes and back into jobs, back into school, through to the closing of our flagship business, Taketubu Seafoods. So, it's been an eventful year, I'll say that much. But probably the key message at the AGM was the future, the tomorrow, and, you know, how are we going to reach our aspirations as people together, because there will be continually challenges, but I think we can be optimistic about where we're heading as a people.
Tēnā koe, is it public knowledge how you sit, how your asset register looks? I mean, we've seen other post-settlement iwi with significant dosh, including some equating to billions of dollars. Is it a sensitive issue to ask how you guys are looking, how your bank account is?
Yeah, it's pretty healthy. Our balance sheet, you know, it's not a Naito or Tainui's league, but it's around the 100 million mark. You know, there's opportunities within our region and also outside to work with others to build the iwi's wealth. We also have settlement entities throughout. We have 6, 7, actually, throughout Aotearoa that have cash and assets. So, yeah, it's about how we collectively look to leverage what we have and right across Kahungunu and all of its hapu settlements. It's potentially $500 million there. So, yeah, we you know, the Māori economy is going to be 100 million by 2030, 100 billion by 2030. So, yes, it's quite a bright future for Māori business. You know, we normally, it's like Kahungunu, you know, fishing, farming and forestry, but I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of innovation coming through in IT, agri-tech and a lot of other opportunities. So, yeah, we're certainly looking and looking to partner.
Tēnā koe, I might touch on some of those, that kōrero in a moment, but because it was an AGM, were there any changes of personnel, people shuffling around chairs, etc.? Obviously, you're still there. Any other changes?
Yeah. No, so this was just an AGM. We have our triannual elections, so we're halfway through the term. So in another year and a half will be the elections. So no changes in personnel. We are recruiting Oh, actually, there have been on asset holding companies. So we've had two of our asset holding company directors roll off, and we're currently recruiting for two new asset holding company directors. So, yeah, other than that, the cheese on the deck remain pretty much the same.
Tēnā koe, Baden. You know, one thing that we should acknowledge and take pride in is that as Māori organisations, we're not going anywhere. We're not trying to make money so that we can move offshore and buy other entities. We're here to stay. And so when we talk about, you know, how we perform, there's an expectation that we've touched on before to protect the pūtea, but also to provide some social initiative support. And it's not the same model that a purely commercial entity would face. So how are you working that? And why don't you just share some kōrero around it? Because while it's been hugely challenging with Tawhiri Mātea in 2023, it would be wrong in a way to expect the hard-won pūtea for the tribe being utilised on mitigating further events or even the cleanup of the challenge of this year. How does that work from the iwi's perspective?
So we, but you're right. The ōhanga or the economy has to sustain the ōhanga, and they need to move alongside each other, and they can't get out of whack. You can't have too much ōhanga, not enough ōranga. They really need to be one for one. And so we acknowledge that, and we have a big agenda around housing, education, around our Te Ara Toi Ora, which is our health and well-being side of things. But in terms of things like cleaning up after natural disasters, well, we lean heavily on central government and local government as partnership arrangements to do that, because, like you say, when the response happened, we just went straight into our own money. We spent $500,000 just on food and supplies, probably in the first month, and those supplies went to Māori and they went to Pākehā. And then afterwards, we talked to the government and said, "Hey, we need some money to recompense some of these invoices." But you'll find right across the motu that Māori iwi, our settlement entities, marae, we just do what we have to do to support whānau, and we worry about the money after that. But certainly the government has a huge responsibility to support impacted whānau. So, it's iwi. We all have to dig into our own coffers, but the government certainly has a big chunk of that responsibility, because they manage the assets, they manage the rivers, they manage flood protection systems, etc. If we were doing it, and I think we should probably be doing it, well, you know, we could possibly be looking at ourselves, but it's not the reality at the moment.
Tēnā koe, you mentioned fishing, farming, forestry. These are standard ticket items from a Māori perspective as investment vehicles. Do you see that changing from Kahungunu's perspective as we see more of our young people coming up in a digital world, coding, research and development perhaps might loom on the horizon as investment strategies going forward? Is there anything that's starting to look a little bit different in the future?
Yeah, it certainly is, I mean, those will always kind of be a staple, but we had an economic, with the ANZ Bank, the economic symposium, about a month and a half ago, and some of the iwi businesses that are being displayed are in the IT, IT, horticulture, technology. You know, these are vertical farms. One of our Māori CEOs, he heads a big multinational company in LA, and they it's just a big warehouse where they grow salads vertically, using robots and IT tech, and 10% of the water for a normal orchard. So I think innovative solutions and businesses going forward, I think Māori will be latching onto that, and they already are. But I think the 3Fs will still be there in the background. There's no way we're going to be departing from our land. It's just what we do with that land use and how we have to roll with the changing times, with the environment and freshwater policy.
Yeah, interesting that. And obviously, we have to still maintain focus, even though circumstances change, whether that's international economic circumstances or, as we've witnessed, a change in government and perhaps a change in attitude. But what would you say of the need for us to be resilient, irrespective of who has the reins of power in Wellington?
Yeah, I mean, we understand that governments come and go every 3 years. Potentially, you could have a new government. So whoever's sitting across the table from you, we could be different. You know, we're already hearing 1 week into the new coalition some of their intentions, and that's going to be a challenge for iwi Māori and Māori, te ao Māori whānui. So, it does present, every government presents its own challenges, but it does present its own opportunities. So we just have to, just kind of work through it. I mean, I'm looking forward to the first kind of kanohi hui with the Prime Minister and his ministers and his deputies to articulate what our aspirations are and understand, you know, what they can do to meet those. But we are going to have some challenges, and we're hearing that kind of narrative already. Iwi are starting to say, hey, how are we going to respond to this government? Because they have some clear ideas on where they see the future of New Zealand going, which is pretty counter to a lot of what we think as iwi Māori.
Even saying that, though, I mean, you'd have to know Shane. He's the Minister for Regional Development as well. Tamara, who's taken over as Māori Development, and Tarawhiti. So these are guys that all the heads of our iwi will need to get to know, if you don't already, eh?
That's right. That's right. Relationships are key to any progress for our people. And we will need to have good relationships with Tama and Shane and Winston and the Prime Minister and other ministers. But, it's kind of how politics rolls, and, the dictatorships have changed, out with the old, in with the new. We just need to have that kanohi ki te kanohi conversation so they get a feel for us and our aspirations. We get a feel for them and what they want to achieve as the new government.
Very nice talking with you. Thanks again for reflecting on the AGM. All the best for the mahi going forward into 2024. Te rangatira. Thank you, Baden.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Ngā mihi.